Nazir Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Nazir Shal Yatame Besafik Umuchle Besafik. Nazir is Mesupik, whether he's Tame, Lemes, and he's also Mesupik, whether he's a Mitzora. So he's got a lot of things going on. First of all, he's a Nazir, and then he's not sure, he may be a Mitzora, and he also may be Tame Lemes. Ochel B'Kachim Acher Shishim Yom. So the first time he can eat Kachim is after 60 days. What's going to happen here is he's going to be shaving four times. The big issue is if he's really a Mitzora, his Naziris, whether he's Tameh or Tahar, any of his Naziris doesn't start yet. And he's not allowed to shave his Naziris requirements while he's a Mitzora. The first thing that he has to take care of is the fact that he's a Mitzora. He also may be Tameh Lemes. Now Tameh Lemes, like we just had in this past week's Parsha, that is the sprinkle from the Mechatos of the Paraduma on the third and the seventh day. And also Mitzora does not need 30 days. A Mitzora also, he has to shave twice. One, at the end of his Achlata, when he's healed, and now he's got to wait 7 days, and then he shaves again. The problem is here, is that he's a suffix that he's really Tahar, and he's really not a Mitzora possibly, and he may just be a regular Nazir. A regular Nazir is not allowed to shave. Normally, a Mitzora, the mitzvah of a Mitzora shaving is Docha, the Isser of a Nazir, but here it's a suffix, like the Rab points out. So he can't shave after the 7 days that he normally waits after the Meis Sfira, and he even can't shave that first time, because like we said, perhaps he's a Nazir. So the first thing he needs to do, he has to wait 30 days. Then he shaves. Now this shaving that he did after 30 days accomplishes different scenarios. Number one, if he was just a Nazir and he was fine, he was never Tameh, let's say, he's done. So I'm going to go through all the different possibilities. And if he was only a Nazir that was Tameh, but he did not have Tzaras, but he had Tameh Lemes, so now that he waits 30 days, he had to wait 30 days anyway, but this shaving is the first shaving he's doing, this is his Tiglachas Hatumah, that he has to first shave after he's Tameh, and then he's got to count another 30 days. So that's possible that that's what the shaving's for. It's also possible that he's a Mitzora. And if he's a Mitzora, this is the first shaving that a Mitzora has to do after he's a Mitzora Mukhlet. And then he's got to count another 8 days. So that's possible that that's what he needs to do as far as being a Mitzora. So now, he then counts another 30 days and then shaves again. So if we just focus on now the second shaving, which is after 60 days, if he was a Nazir that was Tahar and there was nothing else going on with him, we said he's already done after the first 30 days. If he was a Nazir that was Tameh Lemes, but he was not a Mitzora, so he first had his first shaving after 30 days, and now his second shaving after 30 days, now it's day 60. And the other scenario was if he was a Mitzora. If he was a Mitzora, Mitzora has to do two shavings. So he already did his first one after 30 days, and then he just did his second one, which really did not have to wait 30 days if that's all he was, if he for sure was a Mitzora. Nevertheless, he just for a Chumrah waited, but the second shaving that he did was what normally would have been a Mitzora's second shaving. So now he's done, he's no longer a Mitzora. He would bring the Karbonos that a Mitzora has to bring. The Rav explains how he would bring the Karbonos, which ones he would do on condition, and so on and so forth. But the Mishnah tells us that nevertheless, after 60 days, he can eat Kachim. Why can he eat Kachim? Because he's for sure not a Mitzora anymore. And we know he's not a Tameh Lemes, because he took care of that too. The only thing that he may still be is a Nazir, and a Nazir can still eat Kachim, even if he, let's say, was a Nazir that was Tameh Lemes, he went into the mikveh, he did the sprinkling of Mechatos, he did everything. So he's not Tameh Lemes anymore, but he's still a Nazir that didn't shave his Tiglachas Hatumah. Because a Nazir that becomes Tameh, we said, has to shave and then start again. But that person, that Nazir that's in that state, can still eat Kachim. Now, why is this? Normally, like we said in the very beginning of Shas, that when it comes to Truma, once a Kohen goes to the mikveh, he's allowed to eat Truma. He does not have to bring Karbonos to eat Truma. Karbonos meaning his Kapara. His Kapara is Nam Akiv. By Kachim, for a person to eat Kachim, he has to have the Karbonos before he eats Kachim. So he has to have the Kapara for the process that he was doing. So for example, a Mitzora needs to bring the Karbonos for him to be allowed to eat Kachim. And he did that. He waited 60 days in this case, and he did that. But a Nazir, a Nazir's Tameh, and we know that after a Nazir Tameh shaves, before he starts again, he has to bring specific Karbonos. So why is it that after 60 days, this guy is allowed to eat Kachim, like the Mishnah says? So the Rav explains is because when we say that a Mechusar Kapara can't eat Kachim, that's Dafka, Mechusar Kapara, that the Tumah is Yotzei Olav Migufo. I think that what it means is that the Karbonos that he's bringing is part of the process to make him Tahor, not because they did something wrong and they're come to be Mechapar on a Chet. Masha'en came in Nazir is not like that. So he's able to eat kachim. And the Mishnah continues, V'shosa yayin u'metam l'mesim acher mea v'esim yom. But when it comes to wine and being metam l'mes, he's got to wait 120 days. In other words, he's got to wait another 60 days. He's got to do another two shavings. How is that? Because perhaps there's a tzad that, let's first talk about the first set of 30 days that he's doing now, meaning 90 days. Perhaps he was a mitzora, but he was never tami lames. So mitzora needs two shavings. That was number one and two. And now he's a nazir. He was never tami lames. So shaving done after 90 days, that shaving is the shaving for his stam naziris of 30 days. Because his naziris started after 60 days when he finished being a mitzora. He started his naziris. He was never tami lames. He shaved. He should be able technically to be mitam lamesim and drink wine. However, there's also a tzad that maybe he was tami lames. So if he was tami lames and he was a mitzora and he's a nazir, as we know, so that's the example why he would have to wait 120 days. The first 60 days took care of being a mitzora. The shaving that he does after 90 days, that's the first shaving that he's doing as a nazir, but he's a tamei nazir. So that's his tiglachas hatuma. And then he's got to wait another 30 days to count his naziris, the real naziris of 30 days. And after 120 days, that's his tiglachas hatara. And now he's fine. He can drink wine and be mitam lamesim. So why do you need to wait 120 days? The Mishnah says, tiglachas anega doiche tiglachas anazir, because when he's a mitzora, and you knew for sure he's a vadai mitzora, that's doche tiglachas anazir bezman shi vadai. Shetiglachas anega and doiche tiglachas anazir bezman shi vadai. That the tiglachas, that a person that's a mitzora, the assay that he has to do the mitzvah of shaving, that's docha, the iser of a nazir to shave, that's only if he's for sure a mitzora. So in this case, if you were sure that he was a mitzora, he would have shaved right away, and then he would have waited 7 days, and then afterwards shaved again, and he would have been able to start his counting for naziris. If he's tamei, maybe he would count 60 days, and if he wasn't tamei, he would count only 30. But it would start much earlier. Aval bezmanchi suffik ain't a docha. But when he's a suffik, like in this case in the Mishnah, it's not docha, and that's why he had to wait a full 60 days before he starts counting of how long a nazir has to, whether it's 30 or 60 for that second set.